station from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing a cave. What a way to make your day.
With Sharon K, 88.1 FM WFSK.
You are so wonderful. Let me say hello to Nashville, all of our wonderful people. As always, we are totally glad and absolutely delighted that you found us today on this Halloween. And I have so much candy X, you know I'm going to be bringing the extra.
Good.
Everywhere.
Any jelly beans?
No, because see, y'all eat those up too fast.
Yeah.
You just, y'all be tearing them things up. No, I got a varieties. I have varieties. And I know you like some chocolate too, right?
I do.
Okay, cool. Now, we have a lot in store for you on this final day of the month of October. Weather changes are coming, and we're the day before the final day to early vote, and next week is a crucial week, y'all. It's real, and ain't no joke. And hopefully some of you, I know you've quite taken this role quite seriously of exercising your right to vote. Many of you have. It's been brisk at the polls all over the state of Tennessee, and matter of fact, all over the nation. And a couple weeks ago on the show, I had brought up, I know a lot of people were discussing the voter suppression issues that are being dealt with in states like Georgia and other states. And then I noticed, I said to the listening audience, and hopefully some of you were tuned in, you know, I have to talk about certain things because it doesn't take long before they can actually become Tennessee issues. And lo and behold, I get an email. And it is a release from the Tennessee Black Voter Project and the NAACP Memphis. And I mentioned this story on the show the day that this release went out because I think we have to stay vigilant. The days are gone when you all can just trust somebody else to keep an eye on whatever. Those days are long gone. And I brought this up on the show because that's close enough to where we are here in this city. And so don't think things can't impact your life. And this press release was about voter registrations in Memphis that could be impacted by the Shelby County Election Commission. So I have been following this case, and I don't know if they have done much on it here locally on the news, but that's what we do here. And we are happy to have with us from Memphis this afternoon is active as all get out, and that is Deidre Malone. She is the NAACP Memphis branch president. And Ms. Malone, thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Well, no, thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm excited to be on the show with you today and just share with you our experiences down in Memphis, because I know it's not just Memphis. It's probably all of Tennessee, and we know how it is across the country.
Yes, ma'am. Well, when I had alerted the audience to, as these things unfold, a lot of times when some portions of the South have issues, it doesn't take long before it bounces back into Tennessee. And, of course, the Georgia thing, it was very obvious that it was headed here. And then when I saw this release about this suit that was filed against the Shelby County Election Commission, I knew that at that point that it was important for us here as African American Public Radio to keep the eyeballs on it. And I was also excited to see that the outcome the way it was. Now, if you will give us, take us back to what precipitated this whole suit in the first place and what was going on with the Shelby County Election Commission.
Oh, I'd love to. But first, let me say that this is the NAACP Memphis branch's second lawsuit. We filed a lawsuit in July, late July of last year, because the election commission, the Shelby County Election Commission, decided that they wanted to open only one voting precinct in the suburbs. And then, after we raised SAN about it, they then determined that they would open two additional precincts, one in a heavily African-American area in Whitehaven, and then one in a white community, and then, of course, the suburbs, which is a white community. So we filed suit, and we won that lawsuit where they had to open all of them 2 days early and then open a couple in prime African-American neighborhoods before they had anticipated they would. So moving forward, we were very proud to partner with the Tennessee Black Voters Project because we've been working with them for months now on voter registration efforts, and as well as other organizations. It's about a dozen or more organizations that we've partnered with and had the opportunity to submit 35,000 voter registration applications to Shelby County's Election Commission alone. And so they were adamant about saying that a lot of them were invalid and they were going to basically throw them out and not reach out to the applicants. Well, when we heard about it, specifically the Tennessee Black Voters Project, I really want to give them their credit for taking the lead on this. We hired an attorney, and we first asked if we could come in and review those applications to see what they were talking about. And then they eventually allowed that to happen, and then we felt so uncomfortable about the fact that, A, they didn't have a process of contacting those individuals that had filled out those applications, that we felt strongly that we should file this lawsuit and ask them to do a couple of things. To send notice to those applicants who filled out voter registration forms about their status of registration and to inform them that their forms were incomplete and then give them an opportunity to cure that, right? To, if there was a problem with the application, make sure that it would have the they would have the opportunity to correct it. And then moving forward, adopt and implement a procedure to ensure that voters can complete their application process. They don't have a process now. We force them to do this through litigation and then provide the Tennessee Black Voter Project a list of those rejected and incomplete registrants so they can, along with our organization, reach out to those individuals to say, you know, we need you to follow up on this. And so we took them to court. And Chancellor Jodi Jenkins ordered the Election Commission to cure those incomplete registrations by reaching out to those applicants and giving them the opportunity to go to early voting location and correct their application and if not during early voting, on election day. So we were successful and thrilled about it.
Excellent. Now, did I hear you say that those 35,000 registration applications were submitted by you, or was that just when you looked at how big the number was and the fact that these were black? How did you know that to even begin the process?
Well, what we knew was that collectively we had submitted the 35,000.
Okay.
And we started hearing from some of the people that filled out applications that they had not received their card. So they didn't know if they could vote or not. So we basically instructed them to call the election commission to see what their status was. And that's how we became aware.
Okay, you didn't just pull the 35,000 number out of the air.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking is, as I see sometimes, you know, just depending on who the submitter is, because we had something similar to that here, somewhat, when the community organization was getting an amendment on the ballot. You know, they want to challenge things when it's submitted by an African-American-based community group. And I was like, okay, here we go. So that's why I asked that question, because I'm like, every time somebody black takes something to the election commission, is it automatically assumed that we're crooks, thieves, and liars? I mean, is it automatically assumed? And if it's not, then it's starting to sure look like that.
Right.
And that's very worrisome, and it should be to all of us that are community advocates and work at the community, that even though you've done your due diligence, you still can't trust you. I mean, that's horrible. It absolutely is.
It's horrible. And then to think about it, it could have been like a technical error on their part. You know, they might not be able to, whoever their technician is, that might be typing in the application, mm-hmm. right? They may get it wrong. And that's not any fault of the applicant. And so the applicant shouldn't be persecuted because of, mm-hmm. you know, a typing error that an election commission staffer made. Mm-hmm. We just have to be vigilant. And that's especially in these times where voter suppression is so key in a lot of our southern states. We just have to be vigilant. And that's a part of the fact that I'm very proud of our NAACP across the state and then the Tennessee Black Voters Project.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that it came out, of course, the way it did, but that you all didn't sleep on it, because the time is of the essence. And that, you know, you had a short span of time to get all this accomplished, right?
Very short span of time. I think it might have been a week earlier before we filed the lawsuit that the Tennessee Black Voters Project actually reached out through legal counsel to the Shelby County Election Commission to say, hey, may we have access to those files that you say are invalid? Can we come down and review? Right?
Yeah.
And then after that process, we realized, you know, this isn't going to work. We really need to file suit and really make them take notice of us. Mm-hmm. And that's what we had to do.
Well, I'm very, you know, can I just go ahead and give you applause?
Well, we appreciate it, okay? We appreciate, you know, so to some people they think that the NAACP is dead, not relevant.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, we are working hard every day,
yes, ma'am,
to make sure that civil rights, human rights, voters' rights,
yes,
are taken care of.
And, Ms. Malone, do we have a few more minutes of your time? Because there's a couple other things I wanted to discuss with you about voter suppression and this current atmosphere. Do I have your time here for a few more minutes?
Yes, ma'am, you do.
Oh, wonderful. X, could you tell me is the caller asking a question? Oh, okay. If you have a question or comment and you would like to speak with Ms. Deidre Malone, she is the NAACP Memphis branch president, and you can call us at 615-329-8810. Robert, thank you for holding. You have a question for Ms. Malone? You want to make a comment or what?
I just want to make a comment on the air to all black people. You need to vote every time there is an election. That's all I got to say, Shirley.
Amen.
And Robert, however many times we need to say that, say it. Thank you so much.
Simple as that. Vote every time there is an election.
Amen. Say that. Thank you.
All right.
Because I know I do. And I wondered if others did as well. But we got the amen corner today for sure. Now, we are going to have a traffic report here in just a minute. And Ms. Malone, when you rallied the troops, and it's so important what you just said, the statement you made about the relevance of the NAACP. My show's producer and I, we were just discussing this earlier today about the relevance of the organizations and how they, you know, cannot go to sleep, go to bed, be shut down. They just can't, you know, close the curtains and be done because these are pressing times that we are in. How has the turnout been in Shelby County so far?
It has been amazing. When you look back at the numbers from the 2014 election at this time, I mean, it has significantly almost doubled in terms of the turnout. I think that's a reflection of not just Tennessee and the election that we have before us, but I think that has a lot to do with the tenor and the circumstances we are just across the country, and it just trickles down to you know the state and to the different counties. We're coming out in full force, and you know these campaigns are so negative.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I know you've seen the spots in Nashville, same spots here in Memphis, and that's the reason. I mean, you know, people are casting people as villains to the highest level. So I always tell our members and the folk that we talk to, pay attention to those candidates that are running, and make sure you vote for those candidates that align with your values and that are going to look out for your community.
Absolutely. And check their history.
Exactly. Just because they look like they're a nice person on that TV spot, you better do your homework.
Lord
okay?
have mercy, because you know, sometime on the way to grandmother's house, you leave some crumbs and a trail.
Right.
And if people aren't paying attention to that, they're going to miss a lot.
They are.
Because this year is, I've been voting forever, it seems like. But I just feel like this year is one that I'm really concerned more than I have been. And I'm not a teenager, okay? The grown folks are in the house.
Right.
And I'm very concerned. Now, Ms. Malone, hold on. We need to get our traffic report, and then we're going to pick this up on the other side. If you have a question or comment, want to be in our discussion about voter suppression, you can call the studios at 615-329-8810. Now, if you're in the car, concentrate. I know it's hard, y'all. I know it's hard because the traffic at this time of day is pretty thick around the city. And hark, I hear a helicopter. So, ladies and gentlemen, my friend.
Without further ado.
Yes. It's the traffic report of the afternoon drive that you know you dread. So, Chuck, now that I set it up, I'm just positive it's Halloween and gridlock and back-to-back on the roads this afternoon, right?
Hey, Sharon, it's scary every day in this city. You really take your life in your own hands when you travel through Nashville.
Yeah, you do.
No doubt. They're slowing down and looking at this vehicle that's pulled over to the side here. That's what I'm looking at live right now on 40 eastbound, trying to get past Fessler's as you head out towards the airport. There's just all that traffic coming off the South Loop right now out of downtown. There's just been a crash in the 2900 block of Nolensville Pike. I believe that's close to the zoo over there. I'm not sure if they're having boo at the zoo, but there's a crash with injuries in Madison, 700 block of Gallatin Pike, and it's heavy to the south now, right on schedule on the South Loop there. As you come from downtown 65, headed down towards Brentwood, Franklin, all the way to Spring Hill. Hill. This traffic report brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Jazzy 88 WFSK reminds you that your voice is your vote. Early voting has started across Tennessee in the state and federal general election and continues through Thursday, November 1st. WFSK encourages you to vote early. For Davidson County voters, we have 6 Metro Charter amendments on the ballot. Remember, early voting continues through Thursday, November 1st, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. Don't forget, your voice is your vote. What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems from tooth decay to oral cancer are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And let me also thank for listening today, the Global Family tuned in online and giving us lots of love via emails and etc. at WFSKFM.org. Now, early voting today, of course, you know it ends tomorrow, but you have about 5 more minutes because at 4:30 they're closing for the day, but we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., y'all. Vote, 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 vote. Make sure that you let your voice be heard. Now, I have... I'm enjoying very much this discussion with Ms. Deidre Malone. She is the NAACP Memphis branch president. And we have been talking about the Memphis branch and their work with a major victory with the Tennessee Black Voter Project on a suit against the Shelby County, and that's Tennessee Election Commission, that would have impacted 35,000 voter registration applicants submitted by African-American voters. Now, I was curious a couple things about the ballots. If this didn't come out on the side of victory, would those 35,000 people have gotten no opportunity to voice their votes at all?
Probably not.
Wow.
Because the election commission was saying that they were like invalid,
yes,
and they would toss them out. So thank goodness that, you know, the Tennessee Black Voters Project, NAACP, and others decided, you know, we need to challenge them on this.
Mm-hmm.
And challenging them made them realize, okay, we just can't not deal with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're in the middle of an election, we still have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those 35,000 individuals deserve,
mm-hmm,
an opportunity to vote.
Absolutely. Now, your branch, because of history and voter suppression, civil rights history, etc., your branch in particular probably stays vigilant on this particular issue. I would think, you know, you guys got the light burning all night.
Sarah Kay, we do.
Okay.
I think you probably know,
yes,
that our branch is the branch that Dr. Benjamin Hooks came out of,
yes,
who is the former executive director of the National NAACP for years, and I'm sure you've probably heard of Maxine Smith and,
oh, yes,
and Billy Kiles and,
yes,
all of those civil rights heroes and heroines,
yes,
that come out of the Memphis branch. And we are the second largest branch in the country,
yes,
behind Detroit. We go back and forth between Detroit and Memphis, always taking home the membership,
mm-hmm,
award at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't have a problem. We don't have a problem,
mm-hmm,
letting people know where we are. I think you remember last December when the monuments came down,
mm-hmm,
in Memphis, the biggest advocate, Tammy Sawyer, who is now a county commissioner,
mm-hmm,
it chairs the political action committee for our branch.
Uh-huh.
The gentleman, county commissioner and attorney Van Turner,
mm-hmm,
is my third vice president,
mm-hmm,
and he's the one who actually started the organization to move those monuments.
Mm-hmm.
So this branch, we're doing things and proud of it, and we have people come in and out of our office. We have an executive director, and we have people coming in and out of our office,
mm-hmm,
filing complaints on a daily basis and having attorneys look at those complaints.
Well, Memphis is blessed to have you all, for sure. And, you know, speaking of the monuments, I had gubernatorial candidate Carl Dean on my show last week, and I was asking him about some of the reactions he was getting from, you know, as he traveled across the state. And I said, well, you know, what's going on with Memphis, etc. And he brought up that subject, and I guess some people in that region were still, to this day, are very upset about the way that the removal of the monuments was done, and felt that it was a low-down effort. Can you just explain that so we can get the real story from the region?
Sure. So I think there was a loophole in the law. The city of Memphis actually owned the park, but could sell that park.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city of Memphis actually sold that park to an organization, a nonprofit organization named Green Space. And Green Space is made up of a very diverse group of Memphians.
Mm-hmm.
And the president is Van Turner, he's the chairman of the Shelby County Commission now, but he's also the president of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what's beautiful about this, Sharon Kay, is the company that actually moved that monument,
mm-hmm,
was an African-American company, and it owned by Dr. Benjamin Hooks' great nephew,
wow,
Michael Hooks. So, yeah, a lot of people were upset about it, but Memphis just took advantage of the loophole, and you know, some people believe that we'll pay the price, and you know, when we go up to Nashville to try and get our legislative packages advanced, but we felt strongly about it and felt like they needed to come down. So really glad that it happened.
Well, and I will tell you, and since you mentioned that, and you know, we're sitting here in the capital city of Tennessee, I can see some dirty tricks right now since you brought that up, because he was making that statement to me and saying that it was almost like a threat, not a threat, but the people were saying, you know, how you stand on this is going to be how I determine if I vote for you or not. And I was like, oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Green Space board has told the Confederate groups that, you know, they'll be more than happy to move those monuments to an appropriate place. And if the family of Nathan Bedford Forrest wants, you know, to move their remains back to Elmwood Funeral Home, they'd be more than happy to do that as well. But people are still upset about it. Not black people, though.
Oh, no.
Not black people.
Well, and if somebody was, I would have to say, okay, we need to send a team of psychiatrists down.
Exactly.
Oh, my. Now, what is the racial makeup of, you know, so for folks that's never been, they've never been to Memphis, so they'll...
Oh, Memphis is almost 70% African American, and Shelby County is about 63% African American, which, you know, we just elected, we had a major blue wave down in Shelby County. All of our county offices, the last 4 years were held primarily by Republicans, and this blue wave kind of hit Shelby County, and from the county mayor on down to a lot of the clerk offices are now held by Democrats. You know, the former Democratic nominee for Shelby County mayor in 2014, and I was not able to unseat the Republican incumbent, but... But we were very fortunate to have a major blue wave in Shelby County in the August elections, and we'll see what happens on November the 6th.
Well, and he also mentioned in that, because I was asking him for the east-west middle comparison as to what he was hearing on the ground in meeting the people. And one of the things that he also mentioned was that the disconnect, you know, with people, they're not feeling empowered in terms of trying to get laws passed and make changes for that region because of the stronghold that they have here and the Republicans have here at the State House in Nashville. And it's a stronghold, I'm telling you, it's a stronghold.
It is. It is. And they feel, you know, I have a lot of friends who are members of the state legislature, and a lot of them tell me often that a lot of those legislators just feel like Memphis, West Tennessee, should just roll into the Mississippi River. They don't care, or become a part of Mississippi. They don't think much of us at all. So we just have to do a better job of looking at what opportunities there are across the state to move some of those red seats to blue.
Absolutely. Now, in the remaining moment, Ms. Malone, now, I don't want this to be the last time I hear from you.
You call me anytime, Sharon Kay. Okay, anytime. You now have my number.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I do. And we also have some listeners that catch us online, catch the show online, because we have some history with having some former Memphians as guests on the show. Now, how will you all keep your eyes, because I noticed as part of this suit that the Chancery Court judge specified that they give you daily updates, that the Election Commission updates you and the Voter Project daily on these applications. What now, are they doing that, and what has it been done, or what?
Well, we have not received anything. I've talked to our attorneys today, and I know that what is happening is that the Election Commission is reaching out to those applicants, and our attorneys are asking for an update at the end of the day on who they've contacted. But one thing that we're doing as a branch with some other organizations is we have people in our headquarters now making phone calls you know, trying to get people out to vote, making sure that when they go, they have their picture ID, because we don't want them to have any problems
right.
having an opportunity to vote. And so in our office today and tomorrow, and because early voting ends tomorrow, and then we're also canvassing to those homes that we know based on what we receive at night, people have not gone out and vote. So we've got a really strong grassroots initiative working from a branch standpoint with our partners.
Excellent. And lastly, do you anticipate or will there be a, if any issues develop on election day or, you know, like the hanging chads of years ago or whatever, what will your branch be watching for and doing?
We will be watching closely, and we're asking all folk who may have problems at the polls to not just call our branch in Memphis, but we have a branch in Nashville and across the state, branches across the state. Our state president, Gloria Sweetlove, is very active
yes.
in telling us how we need to be vigilant. So we're doing that. We have a group of lawyers that will be standing at the ready if any of those challenges take place to assist.
Absolutely. The thing is that people have to be proactive.
They do.
You know, that's so important. And hopefully you all, many of you that have already voted early, congratulations. We love you. But for those of you who are foot draggers, you got one more day of early voting. And then, of course, next Tuesday is the big day. So you want to give your final comments on how to reach the branch. And then let's get a real big push to the audience to encourage anybody on the bench that hasn't voted, Ms. Malone, to get up, get out, and let their voice be heard.
That is so important. Please, you know, people have died to give you this opportunity. And those of you who are, you know, couch quarterbacks who always complain about what your elected officials hadn't done or won't do, you can't complain if you don't go vote.
Jeez.
Okay, so get out there and get it done.
There it is, yeah.
No, exactly.
No excuses. Say, I ain't have a ride. Oh, you can get to the mall.
Okay. Get on the bus.
Hello.
Get on the bus.
Hello. Hello. I will say, now, I thought one of the ride chairs was doing some kind of helping out with that today on voter day. I don't know. I'll have to check on that.
No, I think I remember that. Lyft. It was Lyft or Uber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no excuses. Anyway, thank you so much. And you all keep up the fine, vigilant work that you're doing there. And I'll definitely be following up with you down the road. Okay,
you take care. Thank you so
yes,
much,
ma'am.
Sharon Kay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Ms. Deidre Malone. She is the NAACP Memphis branch president, where they keep the light on all the time. There ain't no sleeping on that one down there. And I thank them for their vigilance to allow those to put that suit through with record speed, and that 35,000 people, that African Americans, black folk, who were going to get rejected, did not. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. Some of you all are going to church tonight. We just want to thank you, because that is crucial. That is a very, very crucial thing right here in our own backyard. We hear about voter suppression all over the nation, but when it's 200 miles away, my Lord. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems, from tooth decay to oral cancer, are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com. This week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week is pianist, keyboardist, and producer Skinny Hightower. His latest release is entitled Retrospect. Be sure not to miss the Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week, Thursdays from noon to 1. Enjoy hearing prime cuts from the new release and a chance to win some brand new music right here on WFSK with the Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week. Support for WFSK comes from Silver Sands Cafe at 937 Locklear Street off of 10th Avenue North. Silver Sands Cafe, Nashville's soul food restaurant, is open Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for dining in or carry out. Silver Sands is closed on Monday and Saturday. Choose from a variety of delicious breakfast specials and daily items for lunch, including meats, sides, and desserts. Desserts made just like Mama used to make. For more information about Silver Sands Cafe, call 615-780-9900 or online at silversandscafe.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, here in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK. And a couple of quick notes before I go back into the discussion on voter suppression. The today, by the calendar, is the end of the fall fund drive, but that doesn't mean we stop receiving in donations. No, hush your mouth. Don't you go there. We will, in telling you every hour or 45 minutes, but we definitely are extremely grateful. And just totally grateful for the wonderful people who made tax-deductible donations to support this radio station. We have to raise our own dough so that we can do what we do. So you all have got to recognize that that is very important. And when we ring the bell, we need you to come forth and give us a little love. You know, I've managed in 13 years of being here how to run this place on a shoestring. And it is so tough. It would be nice to have a whole shoe sometime. But in saying that, it, you know, we do a lot with so, so little that it's like the fish in the loaves, Lord. Don't start me up, Bible readers. Now, I want to say some thank yous to mention a few more names of some of our donors. Mr. Donald Crosby, Mr. Fred Kelly Sr., Miss Cornelia Wills, Hannah Cornfield, Dr. Tennille Lindsay, Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell, Presiding Elder and Reverend Troy Merritt, Miss Josephine Scott. We also want to give a very much appreciation to Joseph V. Turner, Joseph P. Watkins, Miss Pamela Marks, Mr. Kendall Norris, our very own Mr. Terry W. Jones, Kyle Miller, Miss Beverly Brown, Miss Rosalind Anderson, Miss Barbara Esmond, Mr. Roland Huddleston, Reverend Doctor, State Representative Harold Love, Also, thank you, Terry Vore, the Horizon Insurance Company, our dear friend, Ms. Erica Latham, Emmanuel Pierce, Ms. Katresha Frazier, and let me do a shout-out for Vice President, you know.
Okay.
I know it's been hard. He's like, here comes Sharon Kay. But he got to get his check for God, yeah. Too. But every time, you know, when I've asked him since the 2 years he's been here, he has made his donation. So thank Dr. Kevin Rome. He represented himself and his family when he was here. He had a good time anyway. You know, he loved coming on this radio because this is where he gets to stretch out acts. You know, he doesn't have to be all proper and uptight because, you know, this is home. This is where you can wear your slippers, mm-hmm. You know, at home. I can't see him doing that here. But my point is that, you know, we just want to say thank you to some of those great people that have been so beautiful. That's just some of them. It's a long bunch. A list. Now, we got some woolly and wild weather coming.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, the very moment that you think you can change and put on your winter stuff and get your, you know, socks and your, you know, different slacks and, you know, your sweaters and all that out and get ready, it starts getting hot. It's warm for this time of year. And, you know, every year this happens, and then, you know, the rain comes and changes everything. But we have some serious rain coming our way for the next day or so. This evening, maybe you all take the children out. You'll be able to get through your trick-or-treating before it pours down raining. We are expecting 1 to 3 inches of rain in the northwest Middle Tennessee area and in Middle Tennessee, which in some parts of our region could cause some flooding in the roads in the low-lying areas. So we'll have some of the folks in the listening audience will have probably a late-night flash flood watch. And now these thunderstorms that'll be rolling in to this region, some of them could be strong and maybe even severe, because that wind was just, it's really howling for sure. It's nice breeze and all that, but you know what that means during this time of year, so keep your eyes and ears open to late night storms that may roll through. Damaging winds are possible. That will be south of I-40 after midnight. You know, as soon as you get real comfortable, boom, 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 boom. And just to wake you up in the middle of the night like, what? And the rain will, supposedly in the morning, you'll have some more rain coming your way. And the winds will continue to howl. So that will impact maybe your commute in tomorrow. And it'll probably impact your children on the bus in the morning. And hopefully the trick-or-treaters can get done taking care of the trick-or-treat business and get their candy loot and get on in so those costumes don't get all wet and soggy and the babies get to crying and howling. You know how they can do. We are overcast and 75 degrees. It's quite warm for this time of year. And those winds are howling from the south at 15, gusting at about 23. We're looking at these chances for rain here at 50% for this evening, 100% for tomorrow. And we dip down on Thursday night to about 30%. So we're going to finish this portion of the week wet, and undoubtedly the temperatures are going to change dramatically by about 10 or maybe 10, 11, 12 degrees because the winds will calm down and the rain will change everything. So we're at 75 and overcast in the city. Now, X, I know you just attended a what was it yesterday where they were out encouraging the people to vote? What was that you did? Something.
Yeah, it was Philip Bredesen, his campaign, I think, in conjunction with Brenda Gilmore. Harold Love was there. What's the young man? He represents District 54 over there, House District 54. Erica Gilmore was there.
Mm. Were they shaking hands or something?
Yes. It was. They had free fish, hot dogs.
Well, they had some free food. And I didn't go. Lord, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
It was beautiful.
Okay, cool. Now, where were you?
Border Library.
Okay.
That was my first stop. So.
Well, so how did it look from the Border Library? Was it a lot of cars?
It was packed.
Really?
It was. There was a lot of traffic.
How long was the line?
The line was going wrapped around the building.
Really?
Going out the door of the Border Library to vote.
That must be a area that has a large voting block, or a lot of people have liked that location for some reason. Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the heart of the black community in terms of black voting, because Cathedral of Praise turns out the most registered voters on election day.
Really?
But the Border Library, I guess, is the that place for early voting that's central for the black vote.
Okay, because of proximity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, it was packed.
Thousands. Well, that is really that is wonderful for a. What was last night? Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, that kind of is the mood across the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the people are being so moved to just get up from their armchairs because they're just sick to their stomach of seeing this stuff.
Harold Love was there. So that was sort of the consensus that. They had never seen this amount of activity during a midterm election.
No, absolutely and not. So even when Barack Obama was on the ballot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this, and it's because we're repulsed. We don't want to have a country that is not a democracy. It's going to be a hypocrisy, and it's going to be the opposite. And folks are just sitting there saying, yep. It's okay with us. Well, it's not okay with some of us. We don't want our country to not be a democracy. That's not what we want. So that's why the people are speaking. And thank God that they are, and in large numbers. And I would hope that the white females, y'all are the ones that need to say something. You need to say something, do something. Because I just can't understand for the life of me why this stuff doesn't impact your, I mean, are you blind? Have you not yet been walking around with blinders on? Lord. But this hour we have, I've had a discussion on voter suppression, and it has been a telling story all over this nation. And many people know from the past of literacy tests and poll taxes and grandfather clauses and so many methods used to disadvantage minority voters. And we thought that stuff was in the history book. And apparently, you know, we're seeing play out across the nation. That is absolutely not the case. And it played out in our state. It's playing out in Georgia and Kansas and in my home state. I'm like, what are y'all doing, depriving them people from voting? What? Oh, my gosh. In Dodge City and places like that, that's y'all need to be shamed up in North Dakota and all that. I mean, there's just no shame in folks' game. But that's okay, because I believe at the end that the goodness is going to prevail. And, of course, everybody's got their eye on. And, you know, I got a lot of folks I know down in the Georgia state, in the Georgia area, and they're so vigilant. It is not funny. And, of course, it's that race there between Republican Brian Kemp and he's, of
Stacey
course,
Abrams.
Georgia's Secretary of State, and Democrat Stacey Abrams, the former minority leader of the State House of Representatives. And they are just so vigilant. I spoke with a family member, and she said that they, on the first day, the whole family, kids and grandkids, everybody, we out, we gone. We going. Let's go. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody, come on, let's go. And because these issues are so very crucial. And, you know, this is not a joke. This stuff is real. So I got tickled when they said we didn't wait because we didn't want no somebody coming up with some stuff. Understood. And I texted all of my family and friends, and they like, girl, you know we've been up on this. We own it. And I'm just really delighted. And a lot of people in their social media have been putting their little stickers up and, you know, standing up and, you know, making themselves highly visible and to speak up that this vote is just crucial and it is truly your voice. You might not have a lot of money, but maybe you got the vote. And you see it's valuable because people are trying to be up all night long trying to take it from you. So don't let them do it. You know, stand up for some things that are right. Mm-hmm. And we want to wish the best to Miss Abrams. Not because she's black, but because she's been through a lot. That woman has been through a lot, and she is deserving of that position. If she wins, she will be the first black female governor in the country. Glory. Glory. And that, to me, is certainly, because I think the way I've been watching her approach and her work, I wish somebody would mess with her. Okay, that sister don't play. Mm-hmm. You understand? And she knows her stuff. And I think she would represent the citizens of the state of Georgia so very, very well. Now, we have coming up during the next hour, you will be hearing from Senate candidate Phil Bredesen. And, you know, as always, I'm fair and equitable. We ask the Republican candidates, too. But, you know, I tell you all the truth. Ain't no sense in me lying. I wouldn't gain a thing from it. And they don't respond. They either don't respond or have 1,000 reasons why they can't speak for themselves. So it is what it is. Also, during the 5 o'clock hour, there is a new, relatively new, inspirational TV talk show that is online. It's a streaming show that is has debuted and about a month ago, I think. So I'm going to talk with entertainment executive LaVonda P. Rouse. She is the brains behind this new show called The Blend, and it does give positive African-American images and not just having the drankities and cussing and having a party, but it actually projects some very positive influences and images, and it is inspirational television. So don't touch that dial. We're going to take a time out and we'll be right back.
Listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.